Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Daisy Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, July 11, 1835, the Barbadian newspaper printed an announcement written by Sir Lionel Smith, Governor of Barbados, and addressed to the special magistrates of the island. Written on July 2nd, Governor Smith opened by admitting that he felt a sense of anxiousness about the lack of discipline and order at the island's houses of correction, otherwise known as jails. He therefore felt compelled to institute a series of new measures for securing uniformity at these houses of correction. He first addressed the sanitary upkeep of the jails, stating that all wards and apartments should undergo scrubbing and lime washing on a regular basis. This would ensure that the premises remained as clean as possible. Secondly, fraternizing was to be strictly prohibited, with male and female prisoners being kept apart from each other both day and at night. These strict separation rules also extended to employees. In the event that a supervisor for the female prisoners was needed, this individual also had to be a woman. This woman, referred to as the matron, was then the only officer permitted to enter the female wards unless an absolute emergency required otherwise. New rules were also put in place regarding physical appearance and diet. Upon being sentenced to the House of Corrections, prisoners had to have their hair cut off and heads washed. This rule was not gender specific and was even to be enforced for individuals spending just 2 weeks behind bars. As for food, a daily menu of only water and corn with very little salt should be introduced. This, Smith felt, would satisfy an adequate prison diet that is plain but well-cooked and nutritious. Finally, he mandated that silence should be the music of the jail. Prisoners were not permitted to speak with each other, or any other individual for that matter. Officers were to ensure that this rule was enforced by only addressing prisoners when giving orders and putting a stop to any chatter they may hear. The strict nature of this rule, as well as the aforementioned, perhaps acted as a veritable deterrent to the public from committing offenses when they were published in the Barbadian newspaper on this day, July 11, 1835.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.